His limbs had been gnawed off. He went into the water to get all clean and bright. But when his bath was finished, he was only half his height. 'Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy's father rolled his wheelchair up upon a hill. He wanted to put Bill where he would not get killed, but he left him on a slope and into the swamp he rolled. They dragged out his head, but there was nothing left below, 'cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp.
Down in the swamp.
Hey, hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you astray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
Watch this. And that was Great Big Sea with Heart of Hearts off their 2012 CD, Great Big Sea. Up next, we have the ever-cool trio, The Roaches. Out of New York State, these three sisters came together in the 70s, and they formed this very cool band. This tune is off their 1995 CD, Can We Go Home? Here it is now, You Make My Life Come True.
Your daddy home, or did he go and leave you all alone? I've got a bad it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull. Cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up and the sheets are soaking wet, and there's a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
And wife duo, White Horse, with I'm on Fire off their 2012 CD, White Horse. In keeping with the theme of summer's end and September school beginning, I have a radio tale for you. It's a radio tale that tells the story of myself going into high school in grade 8 and the fear that I felt. Even though it's so many, many years ago, it's something I remember, and the unfolding of grade 8, 9, and 10 holds very strong memories for me and of the friendships that I made and of roller skating parties. So for now, let's go to that radio tale. So sit back and enjoy.
Radio tale number 10. Who are you? It was all so confusing when we walked through the double doors and into a crowd of kids of different sizes, so much bigger than us, pushing, shoving, rushing to get to their lockers, to their next class, or outside for a smoke. Since the spring of grade 7, when my class had visited the high school for a tour and a meeting in the cafeteria where we were served chocolate milk and donuts with sprinkles, where the principal and the grade 8 counselor had told us how wonderful high school was going to be, I couldn't wait to get here. But now, I wasn't so sure. Sure, the chocolate milk was here, and sure, the donuts with sprinkles were here, but there were all these kids, and it was so crowded. It was daunting. Unlike in grade 7, where I was one of the older students and one of the tallest, I felt like I was in control somehow. The previous year, when I was in grade 6, I had read The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton. Somehow, reading that book made me feel better about myself. It gave me the sense of, oh, I don't know, that I could take care of myself. Sure, the story was about boys, but it was also about social classes and the attitudes between two social groups, and I found that I could relate. I guess because my family had lived on the east side of Vancouver and we were obviously on the low end of the totem, the pecking order, so to speak. My family had had some experience with poverty in my younger years. There were issues with mental health, alcoholism, you know, maybe not directly in my family, but in extended family, there were a lot of alcoholics in extended family and chaos. And it felt like all that chaos added to our credit. I guess you could say The Outsiders was my kind of book. Back, I recall my brother and his music. I was very influenced by his musical choices, as well as the choices of my friends, my other siblings. In those early years, you could say that through music, there was a lot that I would come to discover about myself. I think back to that period of my life when The Who's hit single, Who Are You?, blared through the kitchen floor from my brother's bedroom below, and I could relate. I didn't know who I was or where I was going, and I guess you could say that leaving the security of my grade 7 school for a high school with there must have been 1,500 students, it was very scary. Aside from high school being scary and, just the sheer velocity of students and people and the size of the school, it was also a new time. Being amid the younger group of the teenagers, yeah, it was scary. It was like a coming of age. Aside from just growing up and trying to figure out who you are and your place in the world, you wanted the guys to notice you. It seemed to matter more. You wanted to be accepted by your peers. It just, although it mattered in elementary, you got comfortable there. In high school, grade 8, you weren't comfortable. And that was pretty scary. There was a song that I really related to in high school. It was a song that was written in 1975. It became a huge hit for American singer-songwriter Janis Ian. And it was a song that really so many girls could relate to. One of the things that I did when I went to high school, I had worn glasses since I was 2 years old. I had had an operation on my eye, and I had this tendency to go cross-eyed if I wasn't wearing my glasses. I forgot all that. I got to high school, and I took off the glasses, put them in my purse, totally forgetting that not wearing my glasses meant my eye was going inside my head. So if I thought I wasn't very pretty before, now I was even more not pretty, only this time with my eye going inside my head. Anyways, I got this song by Janis Ian. Here we go with At 17.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperate on the phone, who called to say come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17.
As difficult as I thought grade 8 was, it passed quickly. I eventually settled in, became more comfortable, and by the time I got to grade 9, I had made more friends. I got invited to more parties, and I got a good haircut. I got a little bit of style. And I think when you're in high school, I think a good haircut can help a lot. I mean, you can be the biggest nerd on the planet, but if you have some brand name clothes, good haircut, well, you can fool a lot of people. You can seem like not such a nerd. Well, I never thought I was a nerd because I didn't think I was smart. I thought to be a nerd, you had to be smart. Thank God I thought that, so I had nothing to worry about. I just thought I was uncool. Who knew that a good hairstyle could do so much for a girl, especially in grade 9? Despite the onslaught of peer-pressured activities like smoking, drinking, and skipping out, I began to find my way, me and my haircut. In grade 9, it became fashionable to go to roller skating parties. It was really a fun thing to do. And so my friends and I would we'd meet up at the high school after dinner, and we'd head out to Stardust Roller Rink in Richmond. And so when we got off that bus to engage in a night of roller skating, falling and getting back up, and circling the rink all night long to awesome music, we really felt like we were somebody. We really felt like we could rule the world. Sometimes music can really do that for you. You know, you just feel so empowered and so invincible. And a lot of the music really did that. I mean, it can do that for you your whole life, really. But as teenagers, somehow it just felt really special. And we actually believed Queen's Promise, a song that Freddie Mercury sang, talking about being champions, fighting till the end. We thought that in high school. Those are great memories. Although roller skating parties were never the same as they were in grade 9, Queen's hit single, We Are the Champions, became a sort of salute to those high school years, a beacon to find our way, wherever that might be.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few.
And this brings us to the end of this evening's show. Please stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. And as always, I leave you with one final tune. This is a song from a Canadian singer-songwriter who lives and works out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. She's had an amazing career. She has an amazing voice. And the song I have is called Come With Me to Luxembourg. And it's off her 2015 CD, Raven's Wing. Here we have Kim Erickson. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is CJ.